Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is One Girl, 12 Cups. To Rich Sport and Sound Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There's a band from Plymouth called Brunel. We played them a couple of weeks ago, and that's another track from their latest release. And it's got a nice long intro, you might notice, Tony.
Hmm.
Yeah, we like a nice long intro, coming in sort of one instrument at a time. We used to do that in our old band, The Chavs, didn't we?
We did. We did, yes.
Yeah, we did. And used to really wind up the rhythm section. So, anyway, what I want to know is, Tony, what is Brunel's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Brunel Band.
Game, yes it is, Tony. Mm. Tony 1, Paul B and the Internet 0. And if I haven't said a lot about that, since I don't really know how to describe Brunel as it goes, okay. Other than being a very interesting band that I like.
Right.
If you think you could describe Brunel, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type your email. I can describe Brunel. Just an idea, and if you do a definitive on it, the next time we play them, we'll read out your definition of said band. Anyway, an interesting start to the show, Tony.
Okay, good.
Yeah, indeed. Now, speaking of people emailing me, Joe Daniels emailed last week, and he's only got an email again.
Wow.
I do like it when you send a joke in. This one, I believe he may have generated himself rather than one of you down the pub. If you have an email joke for me, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs.
Right.
Which is interesting, because Joe, his title was, what is this, Comedy Crescent or something? Anyway, he says, all right, Paulie B, I only just started listening to your show the other day, but it's cracking. Thanks very much, Joe. Anyway, did you hear about George Osborne getting an email from a nice man in Nigeria? Apparently, he can supply some pills to restore a healthy, positive inflation. George is just looking for the post-it note with the bank and his account details to complete the transaction. Rock on. Joe.
Excellent.
More of an interesting slant on a fact than an actual joke, I would suggest, Joe. But anyway, thanks very much. And if you think you can do better than that, you can. Email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type your email Comedy Suburbs, and Joe, I'm only joking, as you were. Thank you very much for sending that in. Right, I was going to talk about something else now, but I'm going to crack on, because we're going to do two songs in a row now, and two very interesting and very different songs. I'll tell you about the second one we're playing in this little section after we've heard it. But first up, a band that I couldn't work out whether they were called the Napoleon Band or Napoleon or Napoleon. But they came through via Metal Postcard Records, and we're only playing some Indonesian psych, Tony.
Wow.
I know. All the way from Jakarta. Thanks to Metal Postcard for sending us updates about bands from the Pacific Rim. Ha ha, I said rim. It's an unexplored musical territory for Punky Radio, and I'm enjoying it. So this is pretty spacey weirdness coming up right now, Tony.
Okie dokie.
But what is Napoleon or the Napoleon Bands or Napoleon's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Napoleon Band.
No, it's Facebook.com/Napoleon, N-O-P-O-L-L-E-O-N. So Napoleon with double L. So it's Facebook.com/Napoleon IDN, which is presumably like Indonesia sort of deal, I should think, or something like that. Might be. Or it could be, I don't know, spelled incorrectly. Or the initials of. So anyway, the band on Napoleon, N-A-P-O-L-L-E-O-N. Paulie B and the Internet One, Tony One, and this is Infinite Loop.
Bung Scraper.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Scene of Irony, all the way from St. Louis, Missouri, as seen by my mate Steve, somewhere in Kettering, watching some punk bands, and they were one of the ones, and he described them as being like an American Bleach Boys. I'm inclined to agree with him. And that is a track of their latest album, I believe, but they have got a number of self-released discs, etc. The best way to find out more about them is to go to their website, Tony, which is
sceneofirony.com.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B, the Internet 1. You're on a roll this week, young man.
Excellent.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Never tire of that. No, thanks, sir. Right, you go for it.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, maybe give us a cheeky follow. Get in touch, tell us what you liked or didn't like. Just, yeah, get in touch, be social, network and all that. Two comments this week. First up, in response to last week's show, Missiles of October just been in touch just to say thanks. Guys, and we played them last week, obviously.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Missiles of October, for saying thanks for us playing you. We'd like to thank you for thanking us for us playing you. Thank you.
Thank you for the music.
Yes, indeed. Although we don't want you to be likened to ABBA. Oh, did you watch Eurovision?
I did.
I completely forgot about that. We'll talk about that in the next bit then.
Okay.
I loved it.
And C.S. McNeil's been in touch saying, I love your cover pick. Thank you very much, Miss McNeil.
I bet she does.
I bet she does.
Brenda does. We've got to go back a bit to know all about that. But it did inspire me to have a look at something that I'll again maybe talk about in the next bit. Thank you very much. Should we say it's Cindy?
Cindy, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you very much for your comments, Cindy. I hope you're listening to us as well as looking at us. Otherwise, we could be rather two-dimensional for you.
This is true. That's it for Facebook.
Well, in that case then, let's hear this again.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
And thank you to Katie Boyle. Thank you, Katie Boyle.
Yes.
For making that for us. Katie Boyle and the other Paulie B. How about that?
That's right.
What a couple. What a couple. I'm going to play you a surprise emergency song now, Tony.
Okay.
I lined up here an artist that we can't play yet because they haven't done a premiere of the single, though, even though we've been sent the promo for it. So rather than go into any more detail than that, I'm just hopefully going to play it next week or the week after. However, I only found that out at 5 o'clock, so I had to scrabble around finding a song pretty quickly. And handily, Centurion Sect, who we played last week, have just sent us some more stuff. And I thought, well, what better excuse to play another Centurion set quickly than right now. It's like the planets have fallen into alignment. It's Centurion sect time.
Excellent.
Indeed. So we're going to play off there. And the thing is, I don't know whether this is an album or not, because it just came through as a file saying more Centurion sect tracks.
Okay.
So this is one of more Centurion sect tracks. You can find out more about them, of course, by going to their Facebook page, Tony, which is
facebook.com/Centurion sect.
It is. It's Tony 3, probably being Internet 1, but beware, because you know what happened last week. If you weren't listening, go and listen to it, then you'll find out what happened last week. It is indeed. And this is, I really like this. This is a little bit, it's wrong to say it's a bit more straightforward or a bit more easily definable than what we played last week, because it's not. It's still all over the place, but I think you're going to love it, Tony. This is Jamie Oliver.
And Dad has gone hunting. I saw a castle house. Oh! How about he's so middle class? He shits hummus at his arse. They want you, they want you, they want you as a new recruit in Jamie Oliver's army. Jamie Oliver's army. Jamie Oliver's army. Oliver's army! Bowden, bulimic and bony, and Sophia loves her pony, but just a little too much. How about she's so middle class, she shits hummus. They want you, they want you, they want you as a new recruit.
Me?
In Jamie Oliver's
army!
Jamie Oliver's
army!
Jamie Oliver's
army!
Jamie Oliver's
army!
Well done. Black prison blogging. Mama's gone
jogging
just off the Thanet Way. How about she's so middle class, she shits hummus arras. Hummus, hummus arras.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Jamie Oliver, Centurion Sect. We're playing more of their features. I love them, all the way from Kent. Did you do anything last week, Tony?
I did watch Eurovision.
Did you? I did too. I had to make a special I'm staying on Saturday to watch it thing. What did you think?
I enjoyed it. It was a little bit awkward because obviously we had two countries we were representing, with me and Steph, England and Germany, and we were both finished. Kind of, well, Germany was joint last and we were third from last. I did enjoy the songs though.
But how did Austria manage to get nil part?
No idea.
Nobody likes the Austrians, do they? I think that's it. I think the Austrians, I think they're about as popular as we are within Europe.
Really?
That's what I think, because they haven't got any alliances and all that rubbish, block voting from Russia, and everybody just likes Scandinavia, don't they? So it doesn't matter what the songs are, they'll go, oh, we'll throw 10 points at one of the Scandinavian countries because we won't get in any trouble.
That Swedish song, I did enjoy that. But it was more the light show, wasn't it?
It was a very impressive light show, you're right, Tony. And very impressively choreographed.
Yes.
It was, however, absolute pants, like every other song in the final, other than our one, which was all right.
I did like our song. I thought it was really good.
Quite a laugh. It was upbeat. I believe the genre is called electro swing, Tony.
That was it.
Yeah, it was a nice electro swing number, and it was all very different from all the rest of them, and I thought they deserved to do a lot better.
Unbelievable. Well, not unbelievable. Well, some of the ones that finished above us were terrible.
Yeah, but you know, the best thing about it wasn't actually the songs. It was when they announced the votes. When they went country to country, it was hilarious this year. So many of them were, and hands up to the Russians, well done. That was absolutely brilliant when the Russian guy came on and said, and we're giving 12 points to Russia. No, not really. He was having a laugh. Then every time they seemed to go to a former Soviet state, the satellite went down. And everyone just seemed to be having a really, really good laugh. Then the bizarre Australian entry also had a bizarre Australian woman giving the... She was like... He was four times as old as anyone else. Nigella was terrific, by the way.
Yes.
Didn't like Nigella. Yeah, I had a lot of time. I think in future, I think I'm not going to bother watching the show, the songs. I'm just going to watch the voting. Because I absolutely loved it. The last hour was far and away my favourite. And I had a fiver on Sweden.
Oh, did you? Okay, good.
Sadly, only evens, but yeah. Sweden turned my £5 into £10, Tony.
Excellent.
I had two quid each way on us finishing in the top five. That was a waste of a bet.
Ah, bugger.
But yeah, anyway, so I was £3 up. So thanks to Eurovision, I was £3 up. And you did something else, didn't you, last week? But we're going to talk about that later on.
Yep, what did you get up to?
I just want to quickly mention the cricket. Because England have remembered how to play cricket again in what was quite possibly the best five-day test in living memory. England versus New Zealand, we've been down in the dumps. And then we had an all right first innings, and they had a brilliant second innings, and I thought, oh, here it goes. And then everything changed, and it just turned into a brilliant thing. And if you're not into cricket, unlucky, because we've got a new star called Stokes, and I'm going to be going on about him for a while. Cook got 150 again. All the bowlers bowled well, or most of the batsmen batted well, and there were just some unbelievable bits in what was a brilliant test match.
Excellent. Good.
Yeah. Obviously, you don't care. So let's do something from the vaults. Here's a band I was reminded of last week. You might remember we played the Lunatics and we played Jerk of All Trades. And from that same compilation, Go Kart Meets Corporate Giant, volume something or other, was a song, or is a song, by the Meatmen. Now, the Meatmen were a legendary punk band operating mainly within the US between the early 80s and the late 90s. They then split up and then they got back together in 2008, and they've been gigging ever since, apparently. So I'm very pleased about that, which means you get another chance to see the Meatmen if you didn't the first time round. And the reason I'm saying this is because they did a song that every time we mentioned Morrissey or the Smiths, we always played, and then we haven't played it for years and years on our radio show, but we haven't played it on the podcast possibly ever. I imagine we have done it.
I can't remember. Yeah,
I know where it's got, but anyway, it's from the vaults. It's brilliant. This goes back to around 1996, but it's just a terrific song. Tony, what is the Meatmen's Facebook page?
facebook.com/TheMeatMen.
It is. It's Tony Four, Paul to be an Internet One, and this is Morrissey Must Die.
Morrissey killed Mick Ronson!
Manure. I wanna slap that bag with a towel tag. sentenced the British bastard to death on pay-per-view
for only $39.95.
Morrissey must die! Morrissey must die! Morrissey must... Morrissey must die! Morrissey must die! He's gonna burn and fry!
He's not a happy guy!
Morrissey must die!
That was Morrissey Must Die. He's not a happy guy. Now, I did think that it might have been possibly in slightly bad taste to play Morrissey Must Die, what with his recent ailments and health scares. But then I thought, no, he'll love it. He'll just write a whingy old song about it, won't he? So if he finds out about it, he'll just write a whingy old song. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar and others. Yep, it's more gigs at 12 Bar this week. Something weird's on happening here because there's nothing on at the weekend. Saturday, Sunday or Monday, there's a big gap, so maybe someone's on holiday. Who knows?
Or maybe they're like private dudes and that. They have those sometimes.
Maybe, yeah, that's true. Maybe Rock and Roll doesn't sleep. Maybe it's just privatised for the weekend. But I'm going to do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday instead.
Rock and Roll doesn't sleep. It's just been privatised. I'm not sure that makes any sense at all.
No.
But
Conservatives have got it. They've privatised it.
Oh, I don't like it.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This Wednesday. Tomorrow night as we record. Rebecca Mayer, Cholesterol Jones and his band. It's a Wednesday night, that's all I know. How much do you think that is?
Fiver.
Free entry.
Brilliant.
There you go.
That's even better than the fiver.
It's all weird this week.
Yeah.
Thursday. Hieronymus Bish Bosh night.
Oh, it's Thursday.
Yeah, presents from LA. Johnny Kaplan and Friends, The Dust, Billy Page, Winspear and William. There you go. It's a Thursday night.
£6.
It is £6, yeah.
Right, got one of them.
Friday night, the Runaround Kids. I think it's like a 50s style, according to the poster. How much do you think that is?
£6?
Fiver.
Fiver?
Mmm.
Well, Tony, 65.
Yep. It's nowhere near, is it?
So that's 150 doors down on the other side of the road, is it? No, ooh, 300 doors.
300 doors down, yeah.
It's 300 doors down from the devil on the other side of the road. You know what? He's so far close to the first house, he's probably closer to God. Who I believe lives at number 8.
Does he? Listen.
I don't know. It's a big street.
Must be.
He technically lives everywhere, but I think he's got his base at number 8.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I know.
He was going to go for number 10, but it had been stone cladded.
Oh, yeah.
If there's one thing God really don't like, it's stone cladding. He had nowhere to put his satellite dish without getting rid of some of it, and it was just proving really annoying, because he really likes film 4.
Yeah.
God. I think I may be able to play another record. What do you think?
I've got some more gigs first.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you better do those first then.
Yeah. It's Morph and Graham.
Graham!
The Sound, Food and Drink. Up in Liverpool.
Food and drink.
So there's two gigs this week.
Sorry, I must apologise to the people of Merseyside for the way I go about destroying your accent every time that we advertise gigs, especially free gigs, which are excellent additions to Merseyside by excellent bands, and it's an excellent venture, and R. Graham is an excellent man.
And they're free as well.
However,
mm-hmm.
however, the idea that they were the first people in the country to get purple bins was absolutely disgraceful, because how you can let people with that accent get their bins and they're purple is unbelievable. You can now carry on.
Thank you. Two gigs this week. It's the Sound, Food and Drink on Duke Street in Liverpool. Thursday night, there is the Louise Distress, Brian McPherson and Monica in the Explosion. Which is UK punk, folk and acoustic rock and roll. 9 p.m. first band, free entry. And Sunday night is another free rock and roll with the from a band called Cut from Bologna, and local ones, the Vermin Suicides, which I'm sure I've heard of them. Free entry again, Sunday night. So sign for your drink, that's where you want to go for your free rock and etc. nights. There you go.
Yes, it's going to be excellent, and it's free music on Merseyside at a time when everyone's moaning they haven't got any money and all that sort of thing. Do yourselves a favour, get out and go to one of those gigs.
Exactly.
If you're in the Merseyside area,
support your local venue.
Oh, Gonquit. Oh, Gonquit. Oh, Gonquit. Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
That was, oh, Gonquit. And they're signed to Dirty Water Records, and they've got a new album out, and it's absolutely brilliant. I was listening to it in the car the other day, and that's a track from it called Pony Boy. Tony, what is O Gonquit's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ O Gonquit.
It is. Is that Tony Five, Bull of the Internet
One?
It surely is. You've won already. You've won already, my friend.
Excellent.
Now, you will also notice that an O Gonquit is O-H-G-U-N-Q-U-I-T. O Gonquit. That's how I say it. How camp can I make this band? Gonquit. I wonder how they say it. Oh, Gonquit. Who knows? I'd like to meet them. I'd like to see them. I'd like to see them perform live. I'd like to find out how to... Shut up, Paul. Right. Now, one thing you will have missed in the last section is that we didn't do the song at the end of the gig guide. And it's only right that we should do it. So why don't we hand over to Katie Boyle to do it for us?
Excellent.
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar.
And normal service is resumed.
That's better.
Did you? Are you doing anything this week, Tony?
Nothing massively. What are you up to?
Yeah, I've got my gigs in Oslo this weekend. They're the last gigs before summer break, and they're at Skudet, and they feature Matt Price and Matt Green. We've got two comedy Matts.
Ah.
Should be ace. It's 150 kroner to get in. Cash only on the door, please. If you'd like to find out more, go to oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com, and I look forward to seeing some of my Norwegian friends this weekend, because I always have a good laugh when I go, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. So I'll tell you all about it next week, most likely. So shall we play two songs in a row now?
Yes, let's do that.
Let's do that, shall we? First up, a band that we haven't played in a while, The Senton Bombs, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah, The Senton Bombs, who are, I don't know, I've previously described them as a sort of rock metal outfit from Blackpool, but do you know what? They've taken a bit of a, there's a bit of a departure with this latest release, Tony.
All right.
A track called Black Chariot, we'll be playing it any second now. This has got a real sort of bluesy angle to it, a bit swampy, Tony, a bit of a slow burner.
Okay.
It's going to be followed by something at 160,000 miles an hour, though, which I'll tell you about afterwards. What do I know is, Tony, what is the Senton Bombs website?
Sentonbombs.co.uk.
No, it's sentonbombs.com. I thought you'd got it then. S-E-N-T-O-N bombs.com. Probably be an internet 2, Tony 5. This is Black Chariot.
When he entered, they noticed the patron sat straight. They felt a strange presence carried some weight. He might be a good man in disguise. There might be a bad moon on the rise. With no tobacco, blue smoke through the place. His eyes were not open, an expressionless face. If he's looking for Jesus, he won't find him here. If he's looking for chickens, he might strike some fear. Then he took off his hat, showed up his horns, smiled like the wild in the town was gone. Blood turned cold and thunder clapped. He said, rode in a town on a black chariot. My black chariot. Soon I'll be singing from the grave. Thank you. He laughed at my effort, then my neck snapped. My voice had been tricked, my soul had been trapped. Dragged me out the bar, threw me on the back, and rode out of town on his black chariot, singing. Soon I'll be singing from the grave. Soon I'll be singing from the grave. Soon I'll be singing from.
Not the smartest peanut in the turd.
Bend over and touch your toes. Let's have another drink of rock and roll.
Listening to Guana Bounce underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I promise you something at 160,000 miles an hour. That's what you got. You got Atomic Suplex just then, a track called Wild Love from their latest album, which you should own. Everyone should get this album. Absolutely brilliant. What is Atomic Suplex's website?
AtomicSuplex.com.
AtomicSuplex.co.uk. Unlucky. AtomicSuplex.co.uk. Paulie being internet 3, Tony 5. It's a fight back, but it's come too late.
Okay.
Tony.
Yeah.
Have you got a twat?
No.
Knickers.
Yeah.
Go on, why don't you tell us all about it?
Please do email your twats. If you don't email me them, I can't read them out. I just need the twat's name. Where are they from? And a reason. It's that simple. Email me tony@punkyradio.com. Email me now or twat us with thanks.
Yes, and we do like people getting a good old twatting.
We
so
do
make sure you get through to us. Seeing as we haven't got that this week, Tony, however, I do believe you saw a film last week, so it could be time for a very irregular feature I like to call Tony's Movie Review.
Excellent. I did. Mentioned past two shows, I think. I was meant to go and watch the new Avengers film. Finally got to see it.
Age of Ultron.
Avengers Age of Ultron it is. I went on Sunday to see it. I do like the Marvel films. And I really like the director, because it was the director who did Buffy, Joss Whedon, and Firefly, and he's a very good director, very good storyteller.
And he's got a funny name because he's called Joss Whedon.
Yeah, yeah. And it was a good film. I really like the first Avengers. It wasn't as good as the first one, and it was. It was very. It was well. It's 2 hours 40, and there was a lot of setup.
Why is it so long?
It's setting up a lot of films that are coming, and it seems to be the past few Marvel films are the same. So it's while it's a good film, you just feel that they're setting things up that's going to happen in. Like Thor's got a setup for his next film. Captain America's talking about what he's going to do in his next film, and then there's at the end there's another setup for the film that's going to come out in 4 years' time, Avengers 3: Infinity War. So a lot of the film is spent talking about things that are coming and with distraction from the main story. So if I watch it again, I think I will probably enjoy it more because I won't be so distracted. But the main story itself is good. It's just a little bit on tangents, constantly on a tangent. But it's got some great bits. The Hulk's great in it. It starts off like a Bond film where they're all in action. There's a bit where the Hulk fights Iron Man, and that's brilliant, and the end's good, and James Spader plays Ultron and he's great. So there's lots of great things about it. There's just a few negatives, and it's just a bit odd, and I think sometimes it's a bit too much exposition.
Well, without seeing it, I can tell you it's an hour too long.
Yes,
there you go.
You could definitely shim half an hour of it.
Right, have you got a song for your movie reviews?
I don't.
Well, maybe you ought to come up with one straight away right now.
Tony's movie review. Hey!
Right, on the basis that's a brilliant song, we've got to make it a regular feature. I've seen more films. I just want to briefly mention Café Press, if I may.
Okay.
Because I was reminded by Cindy's nice Facebook thing saying, hey, great... great cover photo for the Punky Radio page. And I looked at it, I was reminded of the fact that she's wearing one of our t-shirts, Tony, the Always Looking girls t-shirt, which is not available currently because we've got other ones. So maybe you ought to redo that, give yourself something to do, type loudly, and put the Always Looking t-shirt back up there, because once everyone's had a look at it, I think the girls are going to want one. It's Always Looking.
Always Looking.
Always Looking. Yeah, and what's the website for it, Tony?
It's cafepress.com/punkyradio. If you go to punkyradio.com, there's a link on there at the top.
Yeah, there's a link there as well, so you can find it. And there's all manner of interesting... I think there's an Always Looking bear.
I think there was,
And there's an Always Looking clock, and there's various different mugs and things, and t-shirts and what have you. And it's not really... I'll tell you what, it's not very expensive now because of the exchange rate.
Okay.
I think it's still fairly expensive for the Americans. But actually, we've got our own. There's a UK side. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, if you in the UK and you go there, you do get it in pounds.
Oh, right, okay.
I think it was no.
All right, so I take it back. It's ridiculously expensive. Never visit because you can't afford these t-shirts. They're too exclusive for you. Right, last track this week, Tony. Fizzy Blood. What do you reckon?
Sounds quaint. Yes.
Quaint it ain't. Fizzy Blood, described as being reminiscent of Queens of the Stone Age, Tony.
Oh, nice.
All the way from Leeds, which is indeed in the Stone Age. You're down here in the lovely south, and it's 5 degrees colder, has been all week. No, Leeds, a cracking place full of great bands, including Fizzy Blood. What is Fizzy Blood? So here's one for you. Twitter handle.
Ooh. At Fizzy Blood?
No, it's at Fizzy Blood Music, but I've looked away because it's twitter.com/Fizzy Blood Music, so it'll be at Fizzy Blood Music, won't it? Yes, so no. Call it internet 425. So, tatars, Mr. Turner.
Fair enough.
Don't know what that means. This is Queen of Hearts.
Fly on the wall, observing the drunken congregation and picking at
attention, and now she's cashing it in.
That's about it for this week. That was Fizzy Blood, Queen of Hearts. Next week, we'll be telling you about things that haven't happened yet and setting things up for things that happen in future weeks and the such like and what have you.
Excellent.
Now, do you want to just briefly tell people about the internet stations that carry this show?
Yep, we are on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, PudunkRadio.com. We're on Radio Andra, Radio Andra.se, and we're on TBFM, which you can find at tbfmonline.co.uk.
Yes, indeed. I hope to some of you in this weekend at my hilarious comedy clubs, and I will be having a lot of laugh. It's a bit of an end-season party, so it should be fun. Hope to see some of you down there. Other than that, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Bunch of guns.